So this is my part. I get to do what's called the Dharma talk. Dharma simply is a Sanskrit word which means purpose. Our purpose is love. I could just say that and shoo you guys off, but the problem is the rest of the world's out there. And so it's hard to remember sometimes that we are just here to be love. And sometimes things happen that upset us. Sometimes things happen that upset us individually, and things sometimes happen that upset us collectively. I see Robin Williams' picture on the screen, and you know, one word comes to mind. Shazbat. I first saw him on television on Happy Days. He was Mork on Happy Days. This was long after Fonzie literally jumped the shark and gave us that concept. And they introduced Mork. They were trying to do anything they could to rev up Happy Days, and they brought in this frenetic comedian who seemed to constantly be bouncing off the walls all the time. And he was funny, and he was manic, and we knew he was funny, and then he did an HBO special, and you realize, wow, he's really clever, and he can do all kinds of things, and he's a little bit bawdy, too. And then he did Awakenings, and you realized he could act beautifully, and he did several other movies where he acted, and I was just getting over Philip Seymour Hoffman. You see, there's something about us that feels when we connect with these celebrities that we are literally connected with these celebrities. We feel like we've lost a friend here, and in many ways we have, and we're left with a lot of confusion and a lot of people talking about how could you appear to be this happy? My favorite Robin Williams piece of work was in the Don't Worry, Be Happy video with Bobby McFerrin. I thought he was hilarious in that. And so we look at this and we say, here was this person that must have been masking all kinds of pain and everything, and maybe celebrity is actually a bad thing. Nowadays, it's not interesting when a celebrity blows up. It's more interesting when one doesn't. I read a story not long ago about Ron Howard and about this guy is just a family man, lives with, you know, takes care of his family, been with the same woman, very happy. Lee and I were in Hollywood a few weeks ago on our vacation, and they showed us the place where Charlie Sheen set a record last year driving his sports car over the hill three times, and the police had to come tow him out. Showed us the place where Britney Spears, who was living in the most exclusive place in the United States, unfortunately had a nervous breakdown. And so when they sent the ambulance to come and pick her up, the gates were broken in her very exclusive community, and they had to carry her out onto the street down a public sidewalk while everybody was watching. Fame seems like such a bad thing, and yet we all seem to want it. Everybody wants to be rich and not tall, not have great hair, not young. The two always go together, rich and. Do you know why that is? Do you know why I think we want to be famous? At least in our own realm, we want to be famous. Because going back millennia, the number one thing that human beings had to be afraid of was being cast out of the group. Even to this day, the Amish, shunning someone is the highest thing you can do, is you shun them, you turn your back on them. And there's something inside of us that says, don't shun me, appreciate me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And if I'm a celebrity, everybody's looking at me, looking at me, looking at me. And then all of a sudden you go, why is everybody looking at me? I think people have tried to oversimplify Robin Williams. Just like I think we try to oversimplify everybody except ourselves, we tend to overcomplicate ourselves. But I think what Robin Williams has shown us is just because you have it all doesn't mean you've necessarily got it in the right place. I read weird stuff. I do. Marty is sitting here reading all these religious tomes and everything, which of course I've done because I, you know, to go to ministerial school, and I tend to read a lot of psychology. And what I find really interesting is that it seems that the most important thing we can cultivate is willpower to get us through difficult times, to get us through challenges, to get us through anything, we need willpower. And physiologically, they have determined our willpower. They have determined a measure for our willpower, and it has to do with a variable heart rate. I didn't know this, but when we breathe in, when we inhale, our hearts increase in pace a little bit. And when we exhale, they decrease in pace a little bit. The thump, the thump, the thump. Exhale. The thump, the thump, the thump. The thump, the thump, the thump. The thump, the thump, the thump. There are people wealthier, more celebrated than Robin Williams who are absolutely miserable, but there are also a lot of them who are not. There's a lot of people who are very poor and almost indigent who are miserable, and there's a lot of them who are not. We know in many ways it's a choice. But I'm going to offer you just something practical to take out with you this week to try. It's like I said, Timber Hawkeye says he's not a spiritual teacher, he's a spiritual sharer. Teachers read books and teach. Sharers go out and actually try it themselves. So let me tell you what I'm trying and see if this works for you. And I think this has something to do with whether or not you're Robin Williams or anybody else. The more we separate that heart rate variable, the more high and low there's space there is in that heart rate variable, not only the more willpower we have, the more calm we are, the more peaceful we are, the more connected to God we are. Now, life is going to make you inhale. It's going to make your heart rate speed up. That's called stress. You're going to do this a lot. What we forget to do is the backside of that, which is the let me hear you do it. Make it last as long as you can. Notice how you feel different after you do that. What you've done is you have increased your heart rate variable, but more importantly, you have also taught yourself self-control. Will. You've also increased your feeling of connection to God and to other people simply by exhaling. You know, it's interesting, if you read the New Testament, Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, but he didn't baptize his followers. He exhaled the Holy Spirit onto them. It's really kind of funny now because Marty has taught me ujjayi breathing through yoga, and so we'll be trying to figure something out at home, and she'll say something, and I'll go, and she can't tell if I'm doing ujjayi breathing or sighing stressed over her. It's ujjayi breathing. If you can remember one thing this week, just... by the way, when you see something that's really cool, you go, You have a brilliant insight. You go, ah. You sigh. You go, ah. I forget which of his books, but Wayne Dyer pointed out that the name for God in almost every language has the sound. The Hindu God, Brahma, Krishna, Shiva, Saraswati, going into the Christian God. You've got Elohim, you've got Yahweh, you've got Muhammad, you've got Buddha. We chant in Sanskrit because Sanskrit is the oldest language on the planet. It's really kind of cool to think that other people, literally millennia ago, were saying these same sorts of things to affirm them. But we do something even more primordial that's connected to everybody else, and that is, so hard as it is this week, when, not if, when challenges and struggles and everything else come up, somebody tries to bait you into saying something, you feel something that you feel like you should articulate for the betterment of humanity. In fact, I'd like to invite you to have a full week. Take somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, God, for the beautiful flash of brilliance that is Robin Williams. And thank you for all the lives and the ways he has touched us. And also thank you for all he did for homelessness and so many other things. God, we open our hearts to him in this moment, for that's all he deserves is our compassion, our love, and our understanding. We also open our hearts to all of those around us, knowing that everything's okay. Thank you, God. So it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.